Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This 18-year-old female, she had to move back in with mom, right?
Okay.
Because of COVID.
Yep.
Happened. So she used to be able to leave her dildo wherever she wanted. Right?
She'd have it on, like, you know, the coffee table.
Yeah, just wherever.
Yeah, wherever she was doing it at.
Well, now she moved back in with mom and kind of got, you know, kind of, you know, just kind of left it out.
Yeah.
Well, mom finds it. Mom's super upset.
Yep.
You know, she's like, what is this? And now mom is trying to punish her, even though she's an adult. She's lived on her own before. Had to move back because of COVID, but now mom wants to punish her because mom found the dildo.
Right.
And she doesn't want the dildo in her house.
Yeah, of course not. Which is weird because, like, you have an 18-year-old daughter. You don't think, like, she's going to have sex, even if it's with herself. She's 18.
She wants to know what she should do.
Yeah.
Because she can't move out now.
Yeah.
Because that's what she wants to take her dildo and move.
I mean, I think you just got to try to hide the dildo the best you can. I mean, you're in your mom's house. So it's mom's rules.
That's right.
You know, what can you do about that? You're
18. Tell your mom.
Yeah.
You want to bury it in the backyard.
It obviously is a big deal to your mom. So I would just probably respect her. You know what I mean?
Anybody had that issue and your mom find something in your room they shouldn't have? Derek, did your mom find anything?
Yeah. My mom would find usually her weed in my room.
Right. And that shouldn't have been there. Should have been her.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
What about you, John?
It's nothing yet.
They haven't found anything.
Not one thing in your room.
The whole your whole 30 years that you've lived with your parents.
They found a porno mag once. Yeah.
Yeah.
They let you keep it?
No.
What'd they do with it?
Panties? No, they didn't find the panties.
Yeah, you said your dad found your sister's panties in your room.
No, he didn't.
You told us that.
No, he didn't.
He's walking in the room back now.
Okay. What about you, Jared?
Mostly just weed.
Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Being a girl would be different, right? Like, being a boy, it is something that is, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Whatever.
You expect to find nudie mags. You expect to... When you in your daughter's room, I think, and you find a toy, that's where it's not common and it's kind of shocking.
Oh, of course.
You know, because it's common for a young boy to, you know, get nudie mags and, like, kind of go through that stage. But girls, not the same. So now,
just imagine your parents, like, going in raiding your room. They see this fleshlight, now a blow up doll.
I'm so curious as to what they would think.
They would probably throw me out.
They wouldn't throw you out, no. John. Stop saying that.
I don't know. They never found sex materials items in my room.
I know, but they're not going to throw you out.
Yeah, but they might.
They understand your disability.
Like, they know that I understand sex. I'm 31.
Yeah. But you don't think that your parents don't expect you to do anything sexual in your room at 31 years old?
No, my mom thinks I'm an angel.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't. Your mom knows
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Not an angel.
She doesn't. Like, stop acting like you're 10 years old and your mom thinks that you're this little boy. Because she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
I'll tell you what, your mom's really actually, she's embarrassed by you.
She's not embarrassed.
She doesn't tell her friends about you.
Oh,
she stops talking about you because you're humiliating to them.
No, she tells all of her friends about me.
No, I'm just telling you the truth.
That's not the truth.
That
dude.
Is the truth. Your parents are embarrassed by you.
No.
Absolutely.
No way.
You're not their little angel, John.
No,
you're their
am.
Big dumb idiot.
I'm That's her what, angel.
You went from little dumb angel
I'm
to big
angel
dumb idiot.
With her college degree.
No.
Okay. Doesn't matter if
did you say you're a
degree.
Wizard with a college degree?
I think he did. I'm a wizard with a college degree.
Rhea. What's up, Rhea?
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey. Did your mom find anything?
Yes, actually, my mom found my bondage collection.
Wow.
And she wasn't very happy with me at first, and then she realized what it was, and she kind of just, like, dropped it really fast.
Well, so she kind of just let you do you then.
Yeah, she was just like...
What was in your bondage collection?
Like a whip, or...
I had a lot of ropes and a couple pairs of handcuffs. In a duffel bag that was in my room, and I left it in the middle of my room. And she went in to go get some, like, laundry or something, and she's like, what is this? And then she opened it, and she went, Freya, get upstairs right now. And I was like, what's wrong? And she's like, oh, yeah.
You should have said you're a cop. Right. You're Batman.
Yeah.
You're crusading at night.
Chill out.
Dang. So
how old were you?
Yeah, great question, Derek.
I was 18. Maybe 19.
That is crazy young to get into bondage, right?
Yeah, it seems like a little...
I didn't think people got into bondage until they had a couple failed relationships in their 20s.
Old people.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm into bondage. I thought bondage was like around 25. 18 and getting into bondage, that is so
So what
scary.
Did your mom do with your duffel bag of sex weird things?
She just kind of like threw it at me and told me to like get it out of her sight.
Dang. Oh, see your mom.
I was like, well, okay, I'll hide it better next time. And she's like, thanks.
Oh, damn. So your mom is definitely not into bondage.
Mm-mm. She was more not into the fact that I had it.
Yeah. Because some moms are like, you know, they're the cool moms where they're like, they're into what their daughters are into, even sexually. Which
yeah, she's
I know
like, I have
weird.
Handcuffs just like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like mom, well, like daughter,
is,
you know.
She's just like, keep that away from me. Like, you're my daughter. I don't want to see that.
I love the moms like yours, right? The moms that are like totally
against
into
it.
Their daughter's sex lives are weird to me. It is just
yeah,
so
your
weird.
Mom's the best. Your
Although
mom-
if I had a son, I'd be real into his sex life.
Your mom should have confiscated that and grounded you.
The last thing that she wants to do is take my keys because I do errands for her.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, yeah, she probably wants her the hell out of the house. Yeah. I mean, she's the weird bondage kid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.